When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lewis, what the hell happened? I just got an engagement letter from Ted Tucker.
What happened was, it was the greatest lunch of my life. I mean, it went perfectly. Right up until I told him we couldn't sign him as a client because we had a conflict.
And then what happened?
He waived conflict.
Lewis, he can't do that. It's not up to him. It's up to Reed Communications.
Not anymore.
What are you talking about?
He bought them, Donna. I was sitting right there, pulls out his phone. Next thing I know, he buys a Fortune 500 company just as easy as ordering chicken pot pie, which he also did. I mean, they didn't even have chicken pot pie, but they brought it to us along with nine other impossible to find things. You wanna know why? Because I'm Harvey Specter.
But Lewis, you aren't Harvey Specter, and you could have told him that at any time.
Did you hear what I just said? They brought us chicken pot pie.
Well, now I am bringing you something else. The name of Reed Communications in-house counsel, Harold Gunderson, and he just called me to set up a meeting with Harvey. He wants to set up a late lunch right away.
But I'm stuffed. How does he eat so much and stay so thin? I need a fucking nap.
Lewis, focus. You cannot keep this charade up any longer. Harold knows that you're not Harvey. So you better think of something before this whole thing gets more out of control than it already is.
Okay. I think I know what I'm gonna do.
What?
Thinking like Lewis got me into this. Thinking like Harvey is going to get me out.
Suits Season 9, Episode 7 is over. If you're ready to hear us talk about Scenic Route, then Suits yourself. I'm Rob Cestrino, back here with the guy who won't stop the podcast for burgers or M&Ms or even a chicken pot pie. It's Chappelle. Chappelle, how are you?
Rob, you lie. You lie like a rug.
Yes?
You lie. What? Those are my favorite things. Maybe not M&Ms, but... Chicken pot pie, burgers. I love food. I love food. Are you kidding me? I would have been in hell on this episode. If I was Harvey, he's like, please, can I stop and get a burger? Oh, fine.
And Lewis ate so well.
M&Ms.
Lewis.
Lewis did eat good. I just want to talk. Rob, can we just talk?
Sure.
I know we've been podcasting for a while, but let's just talk. I think this was my least favorite episode of this entire series.
Oh, wow. Not even the Lewis impersonating Harvey could save it for you?
That was the problem. This was so cartoonishly out there.
It was. I was like,
what is this a show
dream?
Are we watching?
Is this a dream? Can I ask a question? Where the hell was Eagle Eye Faye when Lewis walks into the office with a Harvey wig on? Was she out sick that day?
She's just recovering from actually, you know, getting along with these
old
people to some extent.
Eavesdropping Faye. You can't have Harvey and Samantha, like, can't get into it because Eagle Eye Faye is watching everything. Lewis comes in. Hey, Harvey's out of town. I'm going to put on a Harvey disguise and impersonate Harvey and go meet with clients. Not on Faye's radar?
Nope.
Not on the Fadar?
Is that unethical? Yeah, sure. Does she care? No, not at all. She's like, Samantha and Harvey are gone. So whatever happens at this law firm today can't be that bad. She's her biggest two perpetrators are on the way out. You know, they're like on a road trip. She's like, woo, I could probably take a day off.
Well, I've been meaning to take a day off, yeah.
Right, exactly. Meanwhile, Lewis is walking around looking like Johnny Bravo with his damn wig on. I hated this episode so much. I hated every second of this episode. I don't think there was one moment. There's probably one moment that I liked. But for the most part, I was disappointed with every shot of this show. Of this episode, this is it. Everyone's talking about jumping the shark and when's the low moment. This is the lowest moment of Suits to me.
See,
and
it's not close. I enjoyed the Lewis as Harvey a lot, but it was so out there.
It was bad. I'm sorry. It just, even if you told me, okay, Lewis marches into this lunch with Red
from that 70s show.
From that 70s show. And everyone's like, nice to meet you, Harvey Specter. It's good to see you, Harvey Specter, blah, blah, blah. Would you like some of these expensive wines and champagnes and all this food that you can't find? And then you told me that was a dream. I'd be like, cool. But we're led to believe that that really happened. That exact chain of events happened because Lewis is like, no, I had the best lunch ever. And then Red Foreman decided that he wanted to sign with us. And then he bought the company just so he could waive his conflict. Like, wait, where's the dream sequence? Where is the like, oh, and then I woke up. You know, that did not happen. No, people saw you in that wig and they laughed at you. They mocked you. They did not bring you expensive things. They probably called the police because you look like a criminal.
So what's hard about this is that we've seen Harvey meet with clients. And that isn't how it is.
No. And the whole time Lewis is like hitting all the Harvey lines and like, oh, I live down. You live life down here. I like to live life up here because I'm Harvey Specter, bitch. And everyone's like, yeah. Like, no, people don't even like Harvey. People respect Harvey as a winner. They respect Harvey as a closer. They know that Harvey is a legend in the legal aspect. But as far as like people liking him, Harvey walks in and people are like, God damn, Harvey Specter, I can't believe it's you again. He's like, yeah, well, you're stuck with me or I'm going to whoop your ass. And then they play ball.
Yeah.
At no point do they come in and have a cordial meeting with Harvey Specter, wines and dines them, feeds them, gives them whatever they want, laughs and jokes, has all the crowd roaring in the background. That's not Harvey. So what the hell are we watching, Rob?
Red at one point asks Harvey Lewis to, so I got to know one thing. Was Mike Ross, did you know Mike Ross was a fraud when you hired him? And he says, you really want to know? You can't handle the truth.
Oh my God. And he's like, because that's my favorite movie. Because I'm Harvey Specter. Yeah. And the crowd's like, yeah. And we never get a resolution to that. It's just the next time we see Lewis, he's like, Donna, it was crazy what happened. It was the best thing ever. They brought out chicken pot pie. They didn't even have chicken pot pie there. There was different wines and expensive things. Da, 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 da. He bought a company. It was crazy. I said the line from the movie. It was wild. But, and we never get a like, but Lewis,
right.
That didn't happen.
If anything, through 9 seasons of Suits, the law firm is trying to land clients. I don't think we've ever seen clients saying like, we want your firm to represent us so bad. We're taking you all out to dinner. We're paying for you.
Yeah. Even the call that Lewis gets, it's Red saying, is this Harvey? Sure, this is Harvey. Yeah, I need to meet with you right now, today. Right now for lunch. And he'd be like, well, I can't get to you till Friday. Well, it's going to be today or else. And then he's like, yep, I got you. No, Harvey wouldn't even fold like that. So this entire interaction is just comical. It's fanciful even. So I was just like, what is happening here?
Yeah.
And why don't we address it?
Look, for me, I loved it. I'm the exact opposite. Honestly, I have a lot of problems with the rest of the episode. But for me, this was iconic. I'll never forget this. I felt like that the show knows there's 3 episodes left. And they were like, YOLO, we're doing it. Let's see, because I felt like that Lewis did a really good job of like, I felt like that he like walked differently. Like I thought that Lewis as Harvey, I thought that Rick Hoffman did such a good job of being like the cartoonish Harvey. And sure, it was over the top, but I loved it.
This should have been a webisode. This should have been a webisode.
So, we get links to the webisodes. We haven't watched them yet.
This should have been that. This should have been just like some one-off thing, a dream sequence or something. I'm telling you, somewhere down the line, this show was like, what if we integrated some Pee-wee's Playhouse with this? Because this very much was Pee-wee's Big Adventure. This was Lewis's Big Adventure. He put on a ridiculous disguise, which is just a wig, and was like, I'm Harvey. And everyone's like, yeah, you are Harvey. This is Pee-wee. That's why you like it, because that's your guy. You know, like, I'm telling you, there's a reason why this is resonating with you. It's because they're pandering to that childlike innocence in your mind, sir.
Yes. I mean, really, I don't know if there was like a rewrite or what. Like, this should have all been a dream sequence, and then Lewis wakes up, and then, like, I don't know, like, if they needed to make it be a real thing to give the people in the office something to do, and then ultimately use it to make Harold come back.
Harold!
Stand up.
Right. Harold, who is now this powerful lawyer person who's like, yeah, I'm the one in charge of this account, and I want to meet with Harvey. And Lewis is like, you can't meet with Harvey, you gotta meet with me. He's like, what are you, Harvey's little lackey now, Lewis? What happened to you? Since when do you take orders from Harvey? By the end of the episode, Harold's like, okay, but can I come back home?
It was the only time I was ever happy. What?
Right. When were you ever happy at PSN? That's what's like, this is
like Mike
is not
had
real.
To find a new spot for him because to save him from the bull. I mean, unless he's like a sadomasochist.
Yeah, he might be into it. He's got a humiliation kink or something like that. He likes to get burnt a little bit with a cigarette. I mean, who amongst us? But for me, I'm just like, Harold, you deserve better. You cannot, like, you left the verbal abuse that you were getting from Lewis Litt, the physical abuse, even with all the work that he was throwing your way, and you went elsewhere. And you're telling me you've been unhappy ever since you lost it? Yeah, baby, I just don't get it.
Does he know Rachel doesn't work there anymore? Was he going back there to like, okay, working with Rachel was the only time I was ever happy.
The brightest light that I ever saw in this legal firm, you know, in this legal world. I don't know, but none of this made sense. None of this made sense. This episode did not happen. I refuse to believe it.
Okay. Well, it was, I thought, at least this was very fun.
No.
I loved it.
I don't like this.
I loved it. All right. So, I don't know how much more there is to talk about there. Let's talk about this road trip, okay? And this Samantha Wheeler road trip, and with double flashbacks to... And the one through line in Samantha Wheeler's life is a Ford Mustang GT, like this one car.
Yeah, that's it. It's the thing that just keeps showing up in her life and ruining everything for her, or at least reminding her of the dark times that she had. We get to see 25 years ago, Samantha, when she was in foster care, and her and her foster brother were about to go out on the lam and escape their abusive foster parent. And then we saw 10 years ago where she was the 6-month side piece to Eric Kaldor and dumped him because he wanted to leave his wife for her.
What?
Rob, what are we watching? What
did Robert Zane know about this?
Does anybody know about this? Caldor just been walking around like everything's normal, sir. You tried to leave your wife for Samantha, and she told you no. She's like, this is a fling. And yeah, we just celebrated our 6-month anniversary by you buying this ridiculous ass car. But I mean, well, I guess he's in a car club, so getting this ridiculous ass car. But yeah, why are you having 6-month anniversary with your side piece, Caldor? Are you okay?
Yeah. Now,
what is happening? What is the show? And also, Eric Kaldor has never looked like less appealing as a person. I was like, get away from her. Dear God.
The whole Kaldor business, like, I can't imagine, like, Robert Zane knew about this.
There's no way. There's just no way.
No way he knew, or no way he didn't know. How could he not know?
No. I mean, this man's wife didn't know, so maybe they were trying to keep it away from Robert Zane. I don't know. Rob,
and
this is
she
bad.
Kept this away from Robert Zane?
I would not tell anybody this happened. Do you see? I'm like, girl, what is happening? Are you? I know she didn't tell Harvey the story. We were just getting the flashback. But yeah, you gotta take this one to the grave. Even when they're flirting the first time, they're like working together.
But
like,
why? Yeah. Why did we even need this? Like, why did we need to flashback to Samantha Wheeler used to be the side chick for Eric Kaldor?
Because Eric Kaldor is coming back. We got 3 episodes left.
Oh, are we setting up Eric Kaldor? Is he gonna be the big bad?
I don't think he is going to be the big bad, but there is no way he's not going to like have one last say so in this Samantha, Harvey, all this other stuff. Like, we just found out how connected he is to them just through this relationship that he had as well. So, you know, we thought they had finally gotten rid of him. But now that I've seen his face in flashback for him, and we know that there was an intimate relationship between him and Samantha, there's no way we don't see Eric Kaldor again.
Yeah.
Rob, this was gross. When they're talking and they're just like, oh, we're doing law stuff. And he's like, you know, I'm just noticing how beautiful you are. You know, da, da, da. She's like, oh, Eric, oh my God. I'm da, da. He's like, yeah. She's like, you need to focus on your work. He's like, I'm having a hard time concentrating on anything else but you. I'm like, sir. Well,
I thought the next scene was going to be her going to HR. I didn't think the next scene was going to be their 6-month anniversary.
Right. And then to that point, they had not even told us that he was married. Because I started to question it. I was like, wait. He's married with kids, right? Like, I'm pretty sure that was a thing that we've heard before in the past. And then, you know, by the time they get the third flashback, he's like, yeah, so, babe, I know it's been several months, you know, we've been going strong, you know, faithful to each other, thinking about leaving my wife. Like, I'm tired of cheating on you with her.
She flips out. Like,
she's like, whoa, baby, you got too much dip on your chip, baby. Slow down. It was never supposed to be that. But you can, listen, I gave you a little taste. I wasn't supposed to give you the whole meal. And Kyler's like, excuse me? Okay, cool. Well, I'm not going to leave her, but this is good, right? She's like, no. Mm-hmm. I think you didn't got too attached to this, all of this right here. So I got to let you go. And I was shocked that they were having this conversation. I was shocked that this is how that ended. And now I want to go back and watch this whole season, the beginning of, you know, whatever, when you see the Kaldor and Samantha drama and see how personal it actually feels.
Yeah.
Because they definitely had some tension.
It's a good callback.
I didn't know it was
seem like it was dating tension.
Yeah. No, not at all.
How about Chappelle when he says to her, she's like, wants to break it off with him. He's like, oh, okay, I get it. You are looking for a new daddy.
Yeah, so you got daddy issues and you really wanted me to be your daddy. Who's next? Robert Zane? Is that your daddy?
Or did you already do that?
Or did you already make him your daddy? I was like, whoa, Kaldor, you dirty dog. Also, he's probably not wrong. He's wrong about the Robert Zane thing, kind of. But also, she does immediately go and make Robert Zane her daddy. You know, like, she, like, treats him like a father. And then we even see in this season, she treats Alex Williams as a father. You know, she's just... He is kind of bouncing for father the father. Now, father and daddy have two different connotations. Kaldor, you deserve to burn in hell for that one. But I'm glad she stood up, because had she been like, you're right, daddy, I'm sorry, like, I would have lost it.
Let's go back to what the hell is this road trip? Okay. So once upon a time, I went on a drive from Long Island to Pittsburgh. It was about 7 hours on the road trip. Samantha just wants to get there, will not stop for any meals along the way here on this ride. I don't know if the Mustang GT is the ideal vehicle for this road trip. Can't imagine, like, the AC is great on this thing. Like, I get it, maybe you want to, like, drive around in the thing, but I don't know if this is, like, a 7-hour road trip car. Harvey's also taking the scenic route to Pittsburgh across a lot of dirt roads. What the hell?
Yeah, that sounds awful. It's like Harvey didn't catch the memo that Samantha was on a mission. Like, she was trying to get there.
We can't even stop for a burger, but let's take the dirt roads instead of the interstate.
It didn't make sense. Like, a person as busy as Harvey, it's kind of like maybe he was just happy to be out of the office for the first time. Like, no, this is great. We're on vacation. This is good. Let's ride around. Let's talk. Let's share stories. Like, Harvey has never been that touchy-feely with anybody. Like, Mike Ross, if Mike Ross tried to have a road trip with Harvey, he'd be like, go to hell. You know, like, and just imagine the conversation. He'd be like, Mike, shut up. I don't want to talk to you about these stuff anymore. But with Samantha, he's like, so, you want to talk about your feelings?
Tell me about your childhood.
Tell me about your childhood.
That time with Lipschitz really changed Harvey.
I mean, it's been a long time.
He was also with Dr. Agard, too.
Yeah, and Mike Ross, too. You know, we find out here that Mike Ross is the reason why Harvey wants to be a good person now. You know, he's like, Mike Ross always gave me, you know, stuff about being a good person, but he's also doing the same dirt that I was doing, so I didn't take him seriously. Now he's out walking the walk and talking the talk. It's making me want to be better. So I think this is the impact of, you know, 9 seasons of people just really starting to influenced the way Harvey acts toward other people. And it all landed on Samantha, who has no interest in any of that.
So how about when Harold calls up Harvey on the phone and basically is like, this is Harold. And Harvey's like, who? Who's
this? Who?
Yeah. And he's like, all right, you're going to need to tell me everything. And Harvey hears this story about how Lewis impersonated him, and he is tickled.
Mm-hmm.
He should be more mad than you.
No. Harvey loves this because Harvey's flattered. You know, he's like, whatever. You know, Lewis wants to be me. He's in love with me. He admires me. He's obsessed with me, all that other stuff. And he secretly kind of hates me, too. Like, he's all the things to Lewis. And he knows this. It's been 9 seasons. He's been to therapy with Lewis. He knows that this is Lewis being Lewis. Now, why Donna didn't shut this down, I do not know. I don't know why Lewis comes to Donna and says, I want to impersonate Harvey. And she goes, oh, this is a bad idea, but do your thing. Like, no, Donna, why did we make you the COO if you were just going to let stuff like this fly? But okay, fine. So it gets to Harvey. He's flattered. He thinks it's funny. He also knows that what's the worst that could happen here? Lewis gets in trouble a little bit. I'm Harvey. I'll make it up. You know, I am Harvey Specter after all. Mm-hmm. But then they do the weirdest thing. He gives the phone to Samantha, and then they start screwing with Lewis and like calling him and be like, oh, yeah, this is Harold. I'm Harold's secretary, and he's on the way. He's actually coming off the elevator. He's walking to the door. He's walking over to the window, and Lewis is freaking out. They're laughing about it. And the whole time I'm thinking, really? This is how we're handling this? He's impersonating you. He's impersonating you. Samantha even points out that Katrina impersonated her one time, and she wants to kill her. But yeah. Harvey's just like, nah, this is fun. This is all shenanigans. He's out of the office. He's wearing an awful corduroy shirt jacket. Let him live. He let his hair down this time.
Lewis or Harvey?
Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
that corduroy thing was awful.
Again, nobody's like you know, did Faye see this?
No, nobody saw this. Where's Gretchen? Why hasn't Gretchen just walked in and just slapped the hell out of Lewis?
Gretchen would have just given Lewis a swirly, I think, if she would have saw him walking around with the Harvey wig.
Snatch that wig off and throw it out that window that doesn't open.
Yeah. All right. So Samantha eventually, after the delay and then the flat tire, and I don't even remember how they fixed it.
Listen, Rob. For a second, Harvey like pops the trunk on the car and is about to change the flat, and I was like, Harvey ain't changing no flat. Mm-hmm. Stop it. He ends up calling AAA, and it delays them about an hour or so. But I really just couldn't see a world where Harvey was about to pull the jack out and just start changing that tire.
Probably
he made a lot
not.
Of money for AAA.
Okay.
No, there was no way he was doing that.
Yeah, the car club, I feel like it should come with AAA.
I think so.
But anyway, so they finally then get to that Samantha meets her dad, and this was like, forget stopping for food when we can have this nothing burger of Samantha's dad.
Yep. They're like, I'm Samantha's dad. Oh, hi, dad. Cut to Samantha getting back in
Didn't
the car.
Didn't even know.
That was crazy.
Couldn't have been me.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. She gets in the car like, wow, that was wild. Like,
did they exchange numbers?
Right.
Keep in touch?
She's like, nope, but he told me I had a mom and she passed. So, guess this road trip was, guess it was worth it.
Turns out nobody put me into foster care. I just, like, my mom died. That was it.
Died when I was 2, so there's that.
Mm-hmm.
The end. Yeah, like, bro, this could have been a phone call?
Yeah. Did the mom have a family? Did anything?
I mean, do we get any other leads? Yeah. What does this lead Samantha do? I mean, she found out that her mom and her have some stuff in common, which is cool. But at the same time, it does feel like much to do about nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I don't know. It's just, we had 4 episodes left that really explored this, you know, Samantha backstory here.
Kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it almost explored the backstory, and then it just stopped, you know? So, maybe I think now I'm starting to feel even more strongly about this all being a vehicle just to get Caldor back in the storyline.
Yes.
Because
if
I vehicle, I don't mean that Mustang. But yeah, exactly. Because now that's the next through line with Samantha. We've hit the wall when it comes to her parents. But we do know that she does have a former love interest who they've been in legal battles with before in the past. And so I could very much see Caldor coming back, and maybe her daddy, Robert Zane, has to step out of retirement here as her surrogate father and help her fight this fight.
Yeah. And she is sort of left with this anger still, but now she has no place to direct it. Is this just maybe that is Samantha going to be a changed person?
I mean, but she's still going to be angry. So it's like, she's not signing up for any, you know, appointments with Dr. Lipschitz anytime soon. We really need to find something for her to do with this anger, because Samantha and Harvey are very similar. They need to have a place to, you know, release all this competitive energy. You know, we know she kickboxes and stuff like that. Maybe she goes in full time. Maybe she becomes a coach or something. Yeah. But I just don't see that as her arc on the show.
Okay. Then there was one other storyline that was going on where Donna comes to Alex Williams and she is bringing up the Gavin Andrews of like, hey, you know, Gavin Andrews. And Alex is like, no, we put him away. It's like, no, I need you to contact his shady underworld art people. They're like, okay. He works it out that Donna is going to owe him two favors from Donna. And ultimately, like when we see the wrapped up painting, you know what it is, but let me just get this straight. So they were able to, in some sort of shady underworld art dealings, they managed to create a forgery of the ugly rubber ducky painting that was valuable only to Harvey. And by proxy, A. Elliot Stemple, who knew how much it meant to Harvey, they were able to create a forgery of this artwork and break into A. Elliot Stemple's house and replace the painting on the wall. Like, how do we get the painting back with that? Like, was the actor not available? Like, Chappelle, isn't this wild? That we undid the A. Elliot Stemple painting without A. Elliot Stemple even being on the screen?
This is where you draw the line?
No, I just feel like, what was the point?
Lewis walked around in a Harvey wig and people acted like it was okay.
I loved
If you want me to believe that Donna Thomas Crown Affair, that painting from A. Elliot Stemple, then fine. Because that is not the most ridiculous thing that could have happened in this episode. Now, do I believe it? No. I think she made a forgery of the painting. They had a picture of the painting. A. Elliot Stemple, it was on his wall. She said, I need a new one. Harvey will be back in a day. Can we get it done? Fine. Someone was like, oh, sure, I'll forge this ugly painting. Mm-hmm. And that's now, Donna goes to Harvey like, yeah, but you know, A. Elliot Stemple has the forgery. You don't. And he's like, wait, what? Is that true? Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah. I mean, maybe. You don't know. And so we'll never know the answer to that. But again, if the answer is, this is the forgery, fine. If the answer is, nah, she got it from A. Elliot Stemple, also fine. Because why was Lewis walking around dressed like
this is not the forgery. Because why do we need to involve Alex Williams? She could just do the forgery on her own.
You think Donna could just paint it?
I'm Donna. I'm awesome. You think she can't get, like, if she has a picture of the painting, she couldn't get somebody, like, she would need to go to the, like, underbelly, like, black market art dealers that we saw from Alex Williams's people, from Gavin Andrews?
Maybe this is a very expensive, like, exclusive painting, you know, like, because, like, if Donna wanted to make a forgery of the Mona Lisa, she couldn't, you know, but I'm sure that we're led to believe that Gavin Andrews has those type of connections, or at least, the very least, Katrina does, because it ultimately wasn't even Gavin that helped. She went to Alex about it. Alex went to Katrina because Gavin's in jail. And so he's like, yeah, I actually don't have any art connection. Katrina, could you do me a favor? And she's like, why would you think I have these connections? Because like, all your law is an art adjacent thing. She's like, yeah, you're right. I do got some. So even Katrina manages to pull this off. So I do not believe that Katrina managed to find somebody who could sneak into Elliot Stemple's house and get the original painting down and switch it with a forgery. No, not Katrina. Mm-hmm. Maybe Gavin, but not Katrina. This is a forgery.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Chappelle, who are you going to give the liddy to on your least favorite episode of Suits? Lewis?
No.
You got to give it to somebody. You got to give Katrina. It to somebody. Katrina?
Katrina. Katrina. Katrina.
For what?
For that. For getting the forgery. It made Harvey's day.
Okay. We didn't really do a lot of references here.
No, we had a few good men, of course. We had the Thomas Crown affair as well. We also had Dandoff, you know.
Yo, get a lot of Gandalf player. Talk. Yeah.
Yeah, Dandoff with a D, the sports player.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's a wizard.
Okay. All right. So Patty wrote to us and said, Scenic Route has the most F-bombs for the season at 9.
Oh, yeah. Easily. Lewis was like, I'm effing Harvey Specter. What the F? What the F is going on? Like, Lewis was dropping the F-bombs left and right. Samantha hit Harvey with a couple of the, like, what the F, Harvey? Like, bro, we're not taking the scenic route. You know, there were a few moments like that. And it was noticeable because like I said, I watch on Prime and they do bleep it on Prime, but it's very noticeable when it's bleeped.
Okay. Then David wants to know who liked Lewis living life as Harvey more, Lewis or the viewers? It hit amazingly for me.
I really want to know what the Suit Yourself podcast listeners think. So I would like
start
to
start a poll in the Facebook group.
Yeah, we'll start a poll when this episode drops. It's further. I will start a poll Thursday night and just be like, hey, by the way, this is ridiculous. What do you think? And then see if people will agree with me or agree with you, because I'm out.
Okay. All right. Well, you're not alone. Let's do a little bit of a deep dive into our Facebook group it's been a couple days since we've checked in with what's going on in the Facebook group. Anessa, one of our all-time top contributors, said, season 9 has completely jumped the shark into fantasy world.
Yes.
And I don't even think that she got up to what's going
on.
She
wasn't even talking about this trash.
She says, the Fae plot is totally unrealistic. The ethics committee would never have the authority to disband a law firm. The bar would never place a rando person inside a firm or mess with the internal operations of the business. If there's fraud happening, the FBI would investigate and arrest the wrongdoers. No one would have the power to get inside the firm like that.
Except Faye. Faye, look, special master? It's such a cold-ass title. It really is. But, I mean, for real, this is, Anessa, if you thought that was crazy, wait till you see Lewis with the wig.
Yes. Okay. Chappelle, what else? What else do you want to highlight from the Facebook group?
So we did see, we're in season 9, episode 5. Katrina was telling Donna that she signed up for a ballet class. This is a message, a post from Kat. Kat said, we know that Amanda Shaw was a professional ballet dancer and starred in the 2000 movie Center Stage. Mm-hmm. And so we do get, some pirouettes from Katrina.
Yeah. She should tap with a Dulé.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You know, the one thing this show has not done yet to really show that it's jumped the shark, it's a musical episode.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the greats. I mean, honestly, Rob.
Still 3 episodes left.
It's commendable that it's been 9 seasons and there's been no musical episode. You know, like around this time is where the creators of the show.
Especially with Lewis and Donna being such fans of musical theater.
The opera.
Rachel could have come back.
Yeah, stuff.
Katrina.
The restraint it must have took these people from really leaning in and having that moment, because, I mean, there are countless musical episodes of other shows and they're all awful to me. There's like one or two where I will allow it. But then there are other ones where, like, legit, you should rage quit the show and never watch it again. I'm looking at you, Grey's Anatomy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm shocked that we made it this far. But, I mean, there's still 3 episodes left, so who knows? Maybe they'll spring us a musical finale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we got a couple of our associates posting pictures in the outside the lobby from the old Pearson Hardman building.
Yes, we got some pictures from Toronto, York. We also got some Happy New Year.
Bay Adelaide Center.
Yes, we got some Happy New Year's from, I guess, what outside that lobby would be Times Square, Toronto. And so, yes, a lot of great pictures. Thank you all for contributing. And, you know, we've been on this journey for a long time, but we do have to thank everybody from constantly, you know, giving us stuff to talk about in the Facebook group. Because there's so much to go on with the show. There's so many background and so much crossover between these shows and other shows. Jody had put in the Facebook group the other day that she was watching an old Grey's episode, and we found out that Scotty was Owen Hunt's sister, Megan. And there's a lot of Grey's talk on this podcast, and there's, of course, Katherine Heigl here. And so all of these, like, missing connections and stuff like that that Rob and I don't catch, thank you for the Suits Associates in the Facebook group, of course, to keeping us abreast of all those things and, you know, keeping the Facebook group fun and active.
Okay. We've got three episodes left here of Suits. Do you have anything big planned for the finale?
I don't know. I don't know. I got nothing. What do you want to do? I mean, we did do the premiere live on air. I believe we wore suits.
Yes.
For that. Maybe we go back to the YouTube and bookend this.
I just don't know necessarily like what that would change to do it live. Like, I kind of feel I don't know. I'm open to it, but you know what? Look, we are very caught up to where you are listening to this, suitspodcast.com/feedback. And so let us know your thoughts for episode 8, episode 9, episode 10, get in all that feedback. And if you have any thoughts on anything special we should do for the ending or in the Facebook group, please let us know.
Yeah, and keep those 5-star reviews coming. We got another 5-star review on Apple Podcasts recently. It's from Love at First Glow, and it literally says, the subject line is Amazon Prime. It says, hi, Suits Season 9 is on Amazon Prime. 5-star review. Thank you. So thank you for that. We love the 5-star reviews because people can still catch this. That's the thing. We're watching this in real time. We're recording it in real time. Y'all are listening in real time. But honestly, if you're not, jump in. Send it to your friends. We can always get more people to listen to this. This is a timeless podcast because the show is timeless, right?
The show's timeless. We're timeless. Yeah.
Run it back. Every year, we'll just repost it. It'll be fun.
Chappelle, how would you feel if you found out that there was a Chappelle impersonator running around?
Another man named Chappelle, potentially like doing comedy or something like that?
Wearing a Chappelle wig.
Chappelle wig. Chappelle wig. I wouldn't recommend that for anybody. It's kind of rough up here today. I think I'd be flattered a little bit. And then also I'd be very threatened. And then it's a fight to the death.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So if somebody could be like impersonating me going out, they would just go take like meetings and be on like podcasts and stuff.
Listen, send me the Rob mask and I'll handle it. I'll do it. I'll have the meetings. Yeah, I'm gonna rob a bank. Just be like the Rob Sesternino mask.
Yeah, I feel like we're not far off from where it could be like a filter.
Yeah, deepfake love. Mm-hmm. We talked about that on Nothing But Netflix. This might be the time. Yeah, deepfake this one.
Let's do it. All right. Yeah. So we're heading into the final week of our Suits recap coming up here next week. Three episodes left. Can't wait to talk about it with you. Chappelle, where can people keep up with you?
On Twitter, @Chappelle's_show. And of course, you can just, you know, talk to me on Facebook, suitspodcast.com/Facebook.
Okay, I'm @RobSestrino. Thank you so much for joining us. Take care. Everybody have a good one. Bye.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They're also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.